Living the Sweet Life is a podcast intended for mature audiences only. We'll be using sexually explicit language while discussing many different adult themes. So if you're under the age of 18, please stop listening. Also, please know that our thoughts and opinions should not be taken as professional advice.
We're here to answer your questions about the swinger lifestyle, from newbies to longtime swingers, or if you're just curious. We hope to engage you all and to encourage a sex-positive discussion.
Now that we've got that out of the way, make yourself comfortable and join us in living the sweet life. So much for joining us in this special episode of Living the Sweet Life. She is my beautiful, sexy co-host and wife, the lovely Trist.
And he is my sexy chocolate husband, Locke.
And this is a dope one, people. We running it back. Last year, we had such a good time doing poolside, how your feelings, that we decided to lug our microphones, our equipment, all the good stuff, especially our wonderful smiling faces, ain't that right, babe?
Yes.
Lug them right back down to Jamaica for Casual Swinger Week 2024, and we set it up again, didn't we, baby?
Yes, we did. We was nice and golden and tanned with our smiley faces at the poolside.
That's right, yep. So after a few days of mixing and mingling and running around, we was able to set up again and pull some wonderful people out of the pool. And, you know, had nice little conversations with him. So that's what you're going to hear next. This time we're going to start with our friends, Mr. and Mrs. Not Your Average Swingers. We've known them for a couple years now.
Yes, we've now been on a few of the same trips together at this point. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like when you know that you're excited to see somebody, you're like, hey, you're like waving hard from across the room.
Yeah, it's like a weird family reunion of sorts. No, let's not say family reunion because that's too creepy. Class reunion.
Yes, class reunion.
It's like a cool little class reunion every time we get together. And these people are like, they're staples of it, right? Mm-hmm. They both bring such amazing personality. They're so much fun. And he loves her booty.
You say that all the time.
He loves her booty, and for good reason. She got a big old booty, and he always got his hand on it.
He say that all the time, literally all the time.
Am I lying?
No, you're not. But it's just that's like the first thing you think about when you think about them. You say, and he loves her booty.
But think about what that symbolizes, is that he's still, like, after all this, all these people, their marriage, because they've been married a long time, they mm-hmm. got a gang of children, he still can't take his hands off of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I love that. I love that connection between them. And I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to let y'all listen in to what they have to say about Casual Swinger Week. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Mr. and Mrs. Not Your Average, and I'll tell you that. They are not your average.
Oh, man, appreciate
it. Party with these sexy motherfuckers multiple times. We've seen you guys at PCAP. We've seen you guys at Casual. Y'all don't miss a beat, do you?
Not if we can help it.
That's right. Yes. That's right. So we're standing here poolside at Hedo, and we want to ask you guys, so today, how you feeling? How you feeling about Mickey and Mallory? How you feeling about Casual Swinger Week? Are y'all having a good time?
I'm having an amazing time. We found a family.
Real.
We found people that we just love hanging out with, mm-hmm. and all the other stuff is a good bonus.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's people we genuinely like being around.
Yes, absolutely.
That's so important, man. Like, but the best thing is, like, this community, we move together. And like you're saying, you find people here that are going to other events,
uh-huh.
and that keeps you, it's like you're staying in touch with everybody, yeah?
Well, and one of the main things I love about this group is how it's a community and everybody supports each other.
Yes.
It's not in competition. You know, I meet you guys at other people's events. I meet Casual at Libertine events.
Uh-huh.
And everybody is supporting each other and moving the whole lifestyle forward.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
I love it.
I love it.
The positivity is infectious.
What about you, Mrs. Not Your Average? And so much. Oh, you are definitely not your average. Please. With all your sexy pictures that you post in the groups.
Oh, thank you.
No, you're killing it.
I think this group is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
The way people care for one another and look out to make sure everybody's okay.
Yes.
And, like, they're so inclusive.
Yes.
Like you see somebody and they don't have one of our name necklaces, so you know they didn't come technically with this group.
Right.
But we're like, oh, they look like they don't know what they're doing. Let's just go chat with them and see what's going on. And next thing you know, they're partying with us like they've been here all along.
For sure.
Because we're like, we're all here to find good people and have a good time.
And no closed circles is not just something they say. It's something that's part of the group.
What is no closed circles, my friend?
So no closed circles. You know, if you're all huddled up with your friends, you're having a good time, you're telling stories. There's no room for somebody new to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
even when we're standing in the pool, we leave space for people to walk up and get to know them, because you're going to meet 100 new best friends if you leave the circle open.
So
if you keep that circle closed,
that's right.
You've sealed yourself off, and there's not that new energy and that growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we keep the circles open intentionally, and we'll call each other on it. We'll be all circled up, having a great time.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Not Your Average will be like, hey, open a circle.
Uh-huh. You know? I love that. High fives. We're high-fiving
that's
right
now. That's very well said.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, man. So what has been your favorite party so far?
My favorite party.
It's hard to choose.
Mm, that is really hard to choose.
Yeah.
And well, I did the most dancing glow night.
Yeah.
Oh, Glow Night was amazing.
My legs hurt so bad the next day. Well, and Naughty Jim killed my legs first thing in the morning with the workout. And
shout
then
out
we
to
did.
Naughty Jim.
Yeah. Glow Night was epic.
It was pretty epic.
It was something else.
Although, honestly, it's hard to beat Fetish Night.
Ooh.
It is so hard to beat Fetish Night.
Yes, just rock Fetish Night every year.
Thank you.
It's worth making a trip just to see what she's put together.
That's right, people. If you're listening, you come on out just to see what Trish is doing, man.
It's worth the trip.
It's worth it.
It's my thing.
That's right. So listen, did you guys have anything else to add? Or
did you want to say to
shout out to Mickey and Mallory?
Shout out to Mickey and Mallory. They are seriously best with the heart
of
gold.
They care about the people here.
They do.
You know, nobody walks back to the room alone.
That's
like
right.
He's paying attention to every detail.
Yeah.
You know, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, making sure we're safe.
Yeah.
It's magic.
And that cat cruise, seriously.
Oh yeah.
Book it now. It's not even available.
Book it now.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yes.
Love ya.
We really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, folks, I hope y'all enjoyed that one. I mean, that's a good way to get the episode started with those two crazy kids. So the next one that we got, these are some personal, close, personal friends of ours who we have shared many exciting moments with. And I don't even know what else to say about them without blushing my ass off.
these are definitely, I would say, you know, our friends at this point, right?
Yeah.
We met each other a few years ago now.
2021.
Like, yeah, the years go fast.
They do.
Right? It feels like yesterday, but it wasn't yesterday that you met each other. We've grown in this friendship.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to say relationship. It's not a relationship.
It's a type of relationship. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a different word. But So we've grown in that, and it's been a beautiful thing.
Yeah. We've shared some brand new experiences together. They taught us a couple things, and I think you showed them some naughty things.
I did.
And I'm not even going to front. She got me on the zap zap.
She did.
Y'all know that's my new kink, and these are the people who introduced us to it.
Yes, so shout out to Mrs. Red, right?
Yeah.
That's who y'all have to give the props to, by the way.
So these are really close people. They're really fun. Hope y'all enjoy listening to them.
All right.
And we are still here poolside with some dope-ass friends of ours, man. The Mr. and Mrs. Red. All right, so we're poolside again at Casual Swinger Week in Hedo, And I was about to say Hedo, Virginia. What the fuck was I thinking? Hedo, Jamaica, Negril, Under the Sun, baby. So, Mr. and Mrs. Red, how you feeling?
Drunk.
I don't even know what else to say. I'm feeling amazing.
That's
great. The most amazing week here. We absolutely love it. We will 100% be back at Hedo.
Oh,
hopefully,
man.
Back with Casual Swinger. Yeah, this has been a fantastic time.
Nice.
I love it.
And this is your first trip.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Nice. How y'all liking it?
As
so
compared
far.
To like anywhere else, like what's the difference? What are you feeling so far with this group and what you experienced before?
I mean, it's a bigger resort.
Okay.
So
yeah.
During the day, you can move in and out of different stuff.
Yep.
But like anything else, it's the atmosphere, it's the
yes.
people,
yeah.
it's all of that. And I think Mickey and Mallory do a phenomenal job. Hosts like the two of you do
phenomenal
job of bringing people in and really creating an atmosphere for the connections and
uh-huh.
the fun and
appreciate
everything
that.
Else. So in terms of comparison, I mean, I don't know if we can compare because
sure.
the people here are just... we're having an amazing time.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love
a physical resort. Yeah. It's nice. It's got
right.
the different pools and stuff. But yep. you can find that anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
What we're finding is that this week in particular, we picked the right week for it to be our first.
That's
yeah.
Because
awesome.
This week in particular, the people that we've met, the connections that we've made,
uh-huh.
just the
yeah.
people inviting us in, it's been phenomenal.
And let's talk about the personal growth, sir. What did you do this week, sir? That broke down some of your walls, sir. What'd you do last night, my friend? Let the people know.
I have been taking pole dancing lessons.
Yeah.
Since November.
Let's clap it up. Woo.
And uh-huh. I had my first public performance I developed a routine. Shout out to our friend Bella Blue, who helped me choreograph it and put it together. She's awesome. And I got on stage in front of everyone.
Yes,
yes
and
you did.
Did a pole dance
and
strip routine.
And a striptease.
Yes. Oh, my
yes.
God.
And it was awesome.
It was awesome. People are still coming up saying, did you know
uh-huh.
that he was going to do that? It's like, no,
that's
I didn't
right.
know anything.
I do have to say that Trist was one of my props.
Yeah.
I had two living props
two
in my
beautiful
routine.
Beautiful living props.
Yes.
Neither of us had a clue exactly what you were going to do up there.
No.
We just
sat there. I was like, we're going with it.
Yeah.
We're going to wing
yes.
it.
Yeah, the look in your eye was, okay, we're doing this.
And here
yes.
we go. Yeah. It was awesome
it was
to
great.
See you step outside of your comfort zone. To feel comfortable enough with this crowd and this audience, these people, this place, to do something that you never done before, man. It was awesome,
yeah.
and it really touched me, man. It touched
Thank
me in
you.
A different way.
You said
yeah.
that afterwards, and I
yeah.
appreciated the support during also.
For
I
sure.
needed it. I needed the crowd yelling because
yeah.
you're right. Out of my comfort zone. Getting naked in front of 100 people, I can do that all day long. But dancing in front of them on a pole
in a
while I strip.
Yes.
Yes.
Ending up in a thong.
Yeah.
For some
yes.
reason, that is makes me more nervous.
Yeah.
Nervous.
You're
yeah.
a goddamn hero.
But
yes,
I will say,
you.
You asked about the resort specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the staff
mm-hmm.
and the entertainment,
mm-hmm.
insane. Like,
oh, that's great.
So incredibly good.
Yeah.
We have loved the staff here, and we have loved the entertainers here.
Yes.
That has been amazing.
That
every yeah.
night.
Every night.
Fetish night.
That fetish night was really
their
good.
Performance.
Oh. That performance
Holy
was
shit.
Really good. Like, people
crazy.
Were saying, you don't want to miss fetish night. I was like, okay, but
yeah.
that performance was amazing.
It was
yeah.
insane.
So true.
Yes.
So, true.
So I just got to say, it's an honor and a privilege to know you guys and to be friends with you guys. We love you guys. Thank you so much for trusting us with this week.
Yes.
And joining us in all the festivities. You guys believed in us. And thank you again, man. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We will follow 100%. You anywhere. You know we love you.
We love you.
We
love
you. Oh, thank you guys. We love
thank
you
too. Guys for taking the time.
All right.
All right.
So, my wonderful sweet talkers, this next couple, they were such a pleasant surprise.
They were.
Right?
Yeah.
We didn't see them coming. Well, you kind of saw them coming, right? Because you got the MeWe chat, and you could see you know, I think he posted a lot more than she did.
Mm-hmm.
But he was posting kind of like I was, you know, working out, complimenting everybody, mm-hmm. and just giving like general praise and excitement, countdown days and stuff like that. And it turns out like the best thing about like what I've noticed is that a lot of the people that we met were the same as they were online.
Yes.
And he embodied that. He was exactly that. He was super supportive and just like he would give praise to people. And she was just like him. Just like they were they were inseparable. I don't think I saw them apart.
No. No.
Yeah.
I did not.
I don't think I saw them apart. And they loved the theme nights. They participated. And remember on Neon Night, he had like
a big wig.
Yeah, it was like a big wig.
Yes.
Big glowing, multicolored. And as you're going to hear, we talk about like her. What night was that? Was that the...
That was Casino Night.
Yes,
that was Casino Night. Yep.
She had on this gown that looked like it would just shoot like lasers out of it.
You said she looked like a superhero, I believe.
Yeah, hell yes. Yeah. But you'll hear that in the clip. But yeah, just super dope people. And they're just an example of, we didn't know them before this trip,
mm-hmm.
but we got to know them very well, you know.
Yeah.
As much as we could, right?
Yeah, we had multiple conversations.
Yeah, we had a lot of different conversations, but they were consistent all mm-hmm. the way through, super friendly. And as you're going to hear, even a little emotional. Right?
Yes.
Even got a little emotional. So this was a very powerful trip on multi levels. All right, folks, we are still here poolside with another bravely volunteering couple. Listen. Just trust me when I say these are some hot, dope motherfuckers right here. Ain't that right,
yes,
Tris?
Yes, and they are here to party.
They are here
to
party.
I was sitting there like, look at them. They're going.
Listen, before we even lead into Mrs., last night your dress was like a goddamn
that dress was
disco
pretty.
Ball on steroids. You are amazing. She's like a fucking X-Man.
You said that last
night.
Yeah.
And I meant it.
Yeah, last night you were talking about her being like ice power.
That's right. Yeah. Ice diamonds.
It was so nice.
Diamonds shooting out of her fingertips.
Hell yeah.
I love it. This place is like adult Halloween.
That's right.
It's the best.
So, Mr. and Mrs., we want to ask you today, how are you feeling? How are you feeling about this trip?
Absolutely fantastic. Really sad to leave.
I'm telling you.
We are already planning times to come back so we can spend time with everybody again.
Yes. So what has been like a highlight? What has been your favorite moment or your favorite theme night?
Probably Glow Night.
That shit was epic.
Yeah, Glow Night's night. Always our favorite night at any event. We always go all out for costumes, but Glow Night is just epic all the time. And the way they put it on outside at the poolside with all the black lights and the DJ back up and lit up, it was on fire.
It was incredible. Yes. Yeah. And your costumes never disappointed.
Oh,
any
no,
night.
Babe, oh, with the wig.
Yeah.
Y'all got to holler at us. Let us know who your tailor is. And we can holler at them so we can make connections.
Right.
Yeah. So have you guys been able to make some good connections here? You've been meeting
absolutely.
The good people.
Oh,
let me backtrack for a second. Is this your first time with the Casual Swinger Week?
Absolutely.
Yeah, first time at the Hito, first time for Casual Swingers.
So will this be your last time?
Yeah, hell no. I'm going to fucking book this before I leave.
Yeah, that's
we will
awesome.
Yeah. Be set before we
yes,
leave.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
To me, Amanda and I talking the other night, we were chatting.
Don't worry.
We were talking and we were chatting. We're like, this is like adult naked summer camp.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yes. You don't get this any other place.
No, you do not.
You just come and hang out and everybody's naked and having a good time. You make a lot of good connections and it's just a lot of fun. It's like the greatest equalizer in the world for everybody to be naked.
To be naked,
there's no Gucci. There's no like Louis Vuitton. Yeah. There's no money involved. It's just all about who you are and making connections with people and being real.
That's right.
Yep,
that's
you take all of it, all the material things away.
Yes.
And
100%.
It's just you and the
and
person.
Me, right? That's
yep,
right.
That's
it's just you and me.
And it doesn't even, you show up here and people always ask when we come to these things, well, is it just full of a bunch of hot, fit people? And I tell them, you go to the grocery store and go shopping. It's everybody in that grocery store at this event.
Yes.
You know, it's all shapes and sizes, heights, weights, everything.
That's
right. Doctors, lawyers, teachers. 100%. Janitors, everybody. It's everybody fucking
and it
here.
Helps reinforce the fact that everybody in their own space are beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh,
no.
I love it. Oh, my God.
She's getting all emotional already.
She's getting touched. Yeah. That's the best, though. And that's so genuine. People, if you can't hear me, like, it's so genuine. And that's the kind of vibe I get from our hosts. They're putting everything into this. What do you guys think of Mickey and Mallory? Anything you want to say to them?
We just met them here, obviously, for the first time because we've never been with Casual. And it just hit it off right away. They've just been so accommodating with everything, but the amount of effort and heart and love they put in for these people here is just fucking beyond anything you've ever seen before.
100%.
Yes, 100%.
All over the place. He will, I kind of want to say give his shirt off the back because he's never wearing a damn shirt. but he will take care of you no matter what the problem is.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
He really will. And if he can't do it, he's going to find somebody
else.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. And the connections he has here, they're fantastic. So something goes wrong, all he's got to do is make a text.
Bingo.
Yes.
Bingo. Yeah. And the genuine truth that they speak is amazing.
Aww.
For all of us, we have our own. It's just bringing that out.
Yep. Listen, if you keep on going, you're going to make me cry. Forgive me. Like, I'm legit going to tear up. But
it's just funny how this place brings that out in you, though, because you make a lot of heavy emotional connections with people.
Right.
And you have conversations you would never have with people.
Yes.
That's true.
Ever.
My husband
That's
is
true.
Not an emotional expressive.
If you tell people I cried, we're going to have a fight. But yeah, I did.
Yes.
I cried like three times.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm going to cry like a baby tomorrow when I'm walking my ass to the transport to go home.
It happens. It happens to all of us. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time out.
Absolutely.
We are truly honored to have met you. We look forward to spending more time with you guys and getting to know y'all better. Like, so much. Thank you so
That's
much.
Awesome.
As soon as possible.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
We'll be back. Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys.
Now, people, in this next one, y'all can hear the strain in my voice.
Yes, a lot of people lost their voice.
Yeah, everybody lost their voice. Hell, even doing these little pre-recordings, it's kind of, my voice still isn't 100%. Mm-hmm. But we had a damn good time. I earned my lost voice.
Yes,
I earned it. And in this next clip, we're going to call them Mr. and Mrs. Caribbean. They were also another pleasant surprise. And they came from somewhere in the
Bermuda.
Bermuda. They came from Bermuda to come and kick it with us.
Mm-hmm.
And these are legitimate sweet talkers, by the way. These are people who listen to the show, support the show, and came out and trusted us on our word that this was going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let them tell you if they were disappointed or not. Right, Tris?
Absolutely. It was a great couple. I really enjoyed like talking to them throughout the trip, too.
I did, too. Mm-hmm. I did, too. You were even kind enough to send them some of the local spots because they extended their stay.
Yes, yes, they did. They
Crazy
extended
kids.
Their stay. They were staying longer than we were.
Yeah, they came in for the week, but I think they extended it for 2 weeks.
Yes, correct.
What? Who does that? I think that is awesome.
Yes. So I was like, hey, look, let me just give you some local spots in case you need to get up off the resort real quick.
Right, right. But no, they are super fun. They were really cool. And I think they had some really good conversations with some of our friends because I believe that they were pretty new to the lifestyle. But they were open to having like, not guidance, but just like, you know, people giving them little tips and giving them little bits of advice, and they were open and receptive and very kind about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to them, and I'm wishing them the best in their lifestyle journey. Hope y'all enjoy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have another brave volunteering couple coming by, hanging out poolside at Casual Swinger Week and Hedonism. Listen, man, look. We changing the complexion of this party, right, babe? We done got the folks out here. We got people. We got Caribbean folks coming to kick it with us. Hey, listen. Tell the people today, my beautiful people, how you feeling? How you feeling about this trip?
To be honest, we're feeling better than ever. Like, this trip has brought us so close
as a couple, and it's really had a positive impact on us. So for us as a couple, we are feeling amazing. Individually, it's better than I ever could have expected.
I love it.
And I'm glad that she bought me her.
So she's the troublemaker.
Okay.
I did not know that. I didn't know you were the troublemaker of the two.
I am. It's our first free experience as a couple. We don't have the opportunity to participate in this type of lifestyle.
Okay.
We're in Bermuda. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, these folks coming from Bermuda, them dimples fly free.
Yeah.
But no. So this is your first lifestyle trip.
Yes.
Will it be your last?
Absolutely not. Yes.
We're already planning our return to Hito.
Yeah.
And we've been informed about a few other lifestyle spots around the world. So
we're
going to go do some research. And
there you
she
go.
Might just surprise friends. Me again.
Yeah. Y'all made friends.
We made friends that invited us to places with them later on this year. So we have stuff to choose from.
Yeah. All right, folks.
Isn't it like amazing how like you meet people on a trip and then they become
friends.
Keep talking and keep in contact with each other. We're like, hey, you want to come here? You want to go there? Yes.
And some of the conversations we've had has felt like we've known them a lot longer than the past week.
That's
so
awesome.
Like, that's when we know we're making a genuine connection.
Yeah. And we received advice. They're telling us, told us stories, like what went well, what didn't go so well. And it's a bit of a, it's like a mini mentorship, if you
I love that. But no, like when you're just getting started in a lifestyle, sometimes that's the best thing in the world to have somebody to kind of give you those little bit of mentorship to let you know, hey, maybe you might want to steer clear of this or maybe you want to try this. That's the best shit in the world, man. And you guys found that here.
Right.
It's improved our communication as well. Like, we find that we thought we spoke about every scenario when we got here, and that different scenarios brought different conversations. What we like, what we don't like.
Yes.
And it caused, it's been only a week, but it's been good communication.
So you guys feel closer in just this week.
Closer than ever.
Yeah, closer than we've ever been.
I love that,
and we were
man.
Pretty close before. Like,
for sure.
We were comfortable coming. The nudity was not a problem. But, like, the communication is just improved so much more. And we both think we're good communicators, but believe it or not, we have definitely got a lot better at communicating.
I love it. Like, we just got to keep it in practice, folks.
Yeah,
I know we do too, right?
Yes, all the time.
So
and that's what we realized. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter how long you're in your lifestyle. You're always going to have to rely on good communication.
For sure.
Yes,
for
absolutely.
Sure. All the time. All the time. Yeah. It's going to be bumps and bruises along the way.
Absolutely.
Right? No, nobody's perfect.
No.
But as long as you keep that, you keep each other first, and you keep communicating, it's going to be fine. Y'all going to have
keep
fun.
Keep home base first.
Keep home base first. And enjoy the ride,
like
man. So what do you guys think of the theme nights and the parties?
It's been a blast.
Yeah. We participated in the ones we were awake for.
Okay. I understand that. Look, sometimes you just need
naps. Are important.
Naps. Yes. Matter.
Yes.
Naps matter. Yes.
The food's been great. The theme nights matching the food.
Yes.
It's just everything's been really tied together.
That's
the entertainers
awesome.
Have been spectacular.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The service has been immaculate.
Yes.
I really have no complaints about Hito.
That's awesome,
okay.
man. That's
genuinely
awesome.
Genuinely speaking, like, I think it's probably the best resort I've ever been to.
Like, I love it. And that's just because you can run around with your dick out. Let's be honest.
that is a huge part of it.
It is a huge
but
part.
If I could do that and the service wasn't as good as it is.
For sure.
Oh,
or the
food
didn't taste as good
that's
as it
true.
Was.
That makes a difference.
It wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, it wouldn't
it
matter.
Even matter.
And
yeah.
then we got premium drinks. I've been drinking Hennessy all week.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
there you go.
You know, that's $14 a pool in Bermuda.
Uh-huh.
So,
wow.
To be here and just sipping Hennessy and mimosas every morning for breakfast, it's just...
What do you think about the group?
Casual Swingers.
Yeah, the Casual Swinger group.
I think Mickey and Mallory are great.
Yes.
We actually booked with the hotel first.
Okay.
But then through our research, we found Mickey and Mallory. Then we found your podcast through Mickey and Mallory.
Okay.
And we kind of just said, let's
transfer our reservation over.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha.
That's awesome. Okay. That's so cool. We are deeply honored.
Yeah, so
deeply, deeply honored for you guys. Yeah. We really are that you guys trusted us and y'all heard and said, you know, we're going to roll with them.
Yeah.
That means a lot. It really does. We can't say enough. Thank you for that. And it's an honor to meet you guys.
Yes.
Y'all have been a blast.
Yes.
Y'all you guys are fun. Amazing. We appreciate y'all energy, man. And we look forward to getting to know y'all a little bit better. Let's stay in touch.
Yes. Sure. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
Are you guys going to host a week on your own eventually? Or is that what... Are we building to that?
We're building to that. We were just talking about it. And
it's a lot of responsibility.
Though. It is like, a lot of responsibility.
It seems like Mickey and Mallory have just been up, down, all around.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I got to be honest, I don't know if I can do what they do. I don't know if I can do what Mickey does.
It is a lot.
I don't know if I got it.
It is a lot.
They're definitely gifted in this.
Yeah.
But we can't thank y'all enough for coming.
Yeah,
we can't thank y'all for trusting us.
Yes.
Thank y'all for taking the time from the pool.
For sure.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, so this next couple, you know what it is. You know, you've heard their voices on our show before. It's Paradise and Mr.
Dependable.
Yes, they made it down. Thank you.
I think that was our first time doing that together like that.
Thank you. Perfect harmony and all that good stuff, you know?
Yeah, but go ahead. Sorry.
This is our first trip, actually, that we've done together, like out of the country, right? And it's funny because one of our other friends that we were talking to, we had never traveled with them either outside the country. And it was like, you just don't never know how this is going to go, right? When you travel with friends.
Right.
And how all of it's going to go together.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I didn't think about that, actually. Just like, it'll be fun, you know. But, yeah, you just never think about that part. But everybody, it was fine. Mixed in well together, you know, you can't miss, you cannot miss this couple at all. They just, I mean, it's just like a beaming, like, look at them.
Right.
You know, no, you can't miss them.
Yo, so these two sexy ass motherfuckers, y'all, they came up as we were getting on the boat, and I swear, everybody wanted to get off of the boat to go run and stand on shore with them.
Who you here to
who
see?
Who are they?
Who are you?
they came in late on the trip. And, you know, so they had a shorter trip. Mm-hmm. But they came in guns blazing, super hot. Like, literally, as we were, the last of us were getting on the boat for the catamaran cruise, they stood ashore in all their naked glory and just waved. And she had the big, pretty hat, and he just had big, giant muscles.
Yeah.
And everybody is just like, who the fuck are they? And why are they not on this boat?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Right, right.
But, I mean, they just have the personalities that you don't, it doesn't matter. You just drop them wherever, and they're going to make a million friends. Mm-hmm. And that's why we love them, man. We love them. They're our closest of close friends, and... You know, it was just an honor to have them, you know, again, trust us on our word and say that, you know, that you're going to have a good time. And they came and they spent as much time as they could with us. And, you know, we can't wait to do it again.
Absolutely.
All right. Y'all enjoy.
Still not that.
About to bang, you'll be like, boop.
Man, listen, the next voices y'all gonna hear, they are, y'all no strangers to these people. I got the sexy, beautiful, one and only Paradise and Mr. Deep Dependable kicking it with us at Casual Swing of Week in Hedonism. My people, y'all just got in a couple days ago. So I'm going ahead and ask y'all, how you feeling?
Feeling magnificent. I've watched the sunrise in the morning and the sunset.
Yes.
And the experiences that I'm having in the pool will make anyone wet.
That shit rhyme. You should be a rapper.
So I'm in the right place in the right mind at the right time, and I'm just ready to keep the party on going.
My man. Wherever you are is the right place at the right time, bro. What about you, Miss Paradise, with your fine self?
I don't know how I'm feeling.
You don't know how you feeling?
I was
how
told this was feel. Like a PTA meeting. No, I'm joking.
What?
You're in the wrong place, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm stuck.
Yes.
So, no, I'm feeling really good.
Yeah. Again, I know y'all just got in, but are y'all having a good time? Are y'all
the best?
Have you guys felt welcome? So, you didn't book with Casual Swing a Week, but that's okay. do you feel welcomed by the Casual Swinger Week people?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Most
full
definitely.
Throttle. Yeah.
And that's
she came
all
in and blend right in with everybody, hung out with everybody.
That's
great,
right.
Conversation.
That's the part that I like the most, that even if you didn't book, you still feel like you're a part of it. Hi.
Yes, yes.
Now
we're doing like how you feeling.
Yeah.
We can finish up with them and then you guys jump in.
Okay.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll get you guys too.
Do tell.
So yeah, that's so great that you guys are feeling like you feel welcome. So the party, you guys have been involved in a couple of the parties. How you feeling about the Casual Swinger Week parties that's happening?
Oh, wow.
Well, you won one of the contests already.
Oh yeah, you came in.
Yeah.
Guns
yes.
blazing.
Yeah. She won that night.
That was not on purpose.
What party was that?
I was just being little me. That was casino night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were dressed as like a showgirl.
Yeah, I was like a downgraded version of showgirl, but hey, whatever fit in my carry-on to get here quick as possible.
Yes. It worked. Everybody liked it.
Yes. Great.
Like I was telling Trish, like, we're so honored that you guys are home base, right? You guys are inner circle. You define the circle, right? To have you guys trust us enough to say that we said on our word that this was a good party. These are good people.
Group.
And for you guys to trust us enough to come down, take time off work, and book it regardless of being with this group or not, that means a lot. And we really appreciate that.
We appreciate you because we've trusted you since day one. That's why we're all still together.
Yes.
So when you say stuff, we are like, we're with We're always
like,
wishing.
All right,
let's do
let's
it.
Let's see.
I love it. I love it. And I can't thank y'all enough. Y'all are so hot. And we can't
thank
wait
you.
To, like, spend more time with you guys. How's shit? I mean, I don't even know if you got a chance to taste the food. I know you haven't been sleeping since you've been here.
Yep, I haven't slept much, but the breakfast burrito was great.
There you go.
Yeah, he been talking about that breakfast burrito. He like, I got everything on, the spices, all the spices.
Yeah, all the spices.
I know,
all
right?
The spices.
I hope there's enough spice left by the pool for you, my friend.
Yes. Oh, we still have a couple more days to try.
Yeah, you do. Well, thank y'all so much for stopping by, taking time
thank
from
you
this beautiful
coming.
Day.
Thank
and we appreciate y'all. We love y'all.
Of
y'all know
course,
that.
Love
of
you
course.
Too. Thank
love
you
guys
both.
Back.
All right. So this next couple, you've heard of them. You've seen their shit. You know just how sexy they are. You know how beautiful they are. And you know that they will tear that ass up if you give them the opportunity.
Yeah.
So the next people you're going to hear are our wonderful friends, Scott and April from Naughty Gym. And I mean, if you ever are in the same place at the same time with these folks, take some time, sit down with them, and really talk to them. Mm-hmm. Don't be intimidated by their workouts. Do not fret. Do not fear. Mm-hmm. They are super dope, super chill, and they got a hell of a story to tell. And they, you know, they are living the dream, right? They're living the lifestyle dream. They got their faces out there. They're, you know, they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're invested in this community. They're invested into their work for the lifestyle, for what they do, because they love it. And it emanates off of them.
Yeah, this was our first time really getting to sit down to talk, right? And now we can go talk more about this a little bit later. But long story short, I was really tired. And I was like, I'm not getting up. But I got up. And I was so grateful to get up to actually get to talk to Naughty Gym, and it was a great experience. So I'm definitely grateful that we were able to have that moment on this trip. So definitely, you know, look them up, and if you see them, say hi.
Yeah, definitely worth worth a follow on all the socials, and you know, support. Look them up, look up their trips, and look up their activities, man.
Yep, because they also have trips as well.
Yeah, but you'll hear that in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Hit us up if y'all have any questions, but definitely hit them up, man, because totally worth it. Super cool people. Enjoy the interview. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to be standing here with the sexy, dope-ass, kick-ass couple that is Naughty Gym. Don't look around. Don't look around. We're talking about your sexy asses. Scott and April of Naughty Gym. Listen, we are still sitting poolside. The sun's going down on Casual Swinger Week at Hedonism, but the party's still going. I want to ask you two beautiful people, how you feeling?
I thought coming here that I was going to love it, but we're supposed to be the fitness people, and looking at you two guys, we feel like you're representing.
Oh my God.
Damn, you guys are
so hot.
Damn. So I feel a little bad about things, but you know, other than that, things have gone pretty well.
Damn it. I was not expecting somebody to throw compliments our way. I didn't know a black man could turn this red.
Oh my gosh.
They got me. But no, we really appreciate that, yes, man. And fitness. No, you can't call it fitness. It's just like I said, kicking ass and taking names. That's what they do. I participated in one of their workouts, one of these mornings, and I have not forgotten about it. I've had nightmares about it, but I'm so grateful for it.
You did. You were a champion. You woke up early because it was at 9:30 a.m.
Yes.
After a big night of partying.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was
which nobody wants to do, including us, but you were there, so that was great.
Hey, you guys, it was awesome. But listen, I want to ask you, how you feeling about this group? How you feeling about Mickey and Mallory, this party?
This has been one of the most exceptional weeks that we've ever spent at Hedo. This is our fifth time here. And every time we come, it gets better and better. But Mickey and Mallory's love just overflows to everybody this week. Like, it's been exceptional. Mm-hmm. Absolutely exceptional.
I love that. I love hearing that. And they're going to love hearing that, too.
Yes.
What about you, Scott?
Yeah,
how you
feel? Well, we had our own event back in January. And we've done tons of...
What was the name of your event?
Be Better at Being Bad Week. Mm-hmm. We've done tons of week events in our vanilla life, you know, fitness related stuff. So we knew we had that part down.
Okay.
What we didn't know how to do real well is the party side.
Oh,
and
yes.
And we didn't have years of experience like they do at Hedo. So we asked for a little bit of their help, just a little. We didn't want to overburden them. But they treated our week as if it was theirs.
Wow.
And did more than we could have ever hoped for. And, you know, sometimes you meet people in the lifestyle after they have a podcast or they're professionals, they have a business, and they're not maybe what they seem on the air.
Yes.
They're better than they seem.
Unbelievable.
They're incredible people, and we love them to death.
Same.
Same. It's always good to meet people and they're the same.
Yeah.
And it's not just like a character on like the show, right?
Right. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. And you guys have a hell of a story. We're not getting into that right now because I do not want to cry. But I would love it and be honored if I could pull you in on our show one day and rap and talk to the people and tell your story.
We would love that.
That
shit. Oh,
that'd
yeah,
be
we would
awesome.
Love to. We
you
were.
Know, and I just want to say, we talked about it afterwards, Locke and I. And I was like, you know what? I got way more respect for them than I did. Because I wasn't expecting that conversation to come out of it. I was like, how?
Right,
you
right.
Know what?
We so appreciate it.
I was so appreciative for you to share that. But also, I was just like, I respect them a lot more.
But, well, you know, the first day we got here, we met you guys, I don't know, it was probably 20 minutes after we arrived. And we had been up since 3:30, and we were exhausted. And we'd met, I think, briefly years ago.
Yeah, Miami, Peak at Miami.
2021.
Yeah. But not really. Right. We didn't spend any time together. And I was so tired, I just felt like I had no energy when we met. And I felt bad about the introduction. And I thought, those two seem like two of the most incredible people ever.
Yeah. Oh,
I've got to make a better introduction the next day. And so we came up and apologized, and you two are just
all
of the best.
Yeah,
we
are honored to be able to sit down for breakfast with you guys and get to hear a little bit of your story, tell you a little bit of our story. And you guys are, like you said, you're exactly what you put out. Like what
Thank
we see
you.
On the podcast is exactly how you are when
Thank
we're
you.
In person.
That means a lot. That means a lot. And then you kick my ass in the workout.
Well, the best part of the week, honest to God, is we were on the catamaran and you agreed that if you were to fall off the ship and die, then we get her in the bargain. So,
And he told me that. I was like, he said that? Like, he agreed to that?
It was more like I was strong-armed.
Such a bitch.
Yeah, we did kind of twist his arm a bit.
Yeah.
But I thought in the afterlife, that'd be pretty hot to watch.
Right.
Guys, I want to say thank you so much. Please tell the people about Be Better Being Bad. Take a moment to do that.
Yeah, so for sure. We do a fitness and wellness summit. January 2025 is the second one. Be Better Being Bad Week. It's January 4th through the 11th. And it's here at Hedonism Resort. It's the second. It's coming. Yeah,
how do we register? How do people register?
You register through Hedo's website, just like you would any other week. We have presenters. Last year we had presenters from three continents come to talk about anything as plain as jealousy and communication to as ridiculously explicit as anal play and how to get a better blowjob.
So. And Mickey and Mallory from Casual Swingers will be there because he DJ'd for us at this last event.
Nice.
That is awesome.
Maybe you guys will be there.
We'd be honored. Yes, we'll definitely stay in touch, guys.
Yes.
Listen, and we wish you guys all the best in every single thing that you do, and we thank you for everything that you do. And the community thanks you guys.
Yes.
We appreciate
that from my heart,
guys. And we appreciate all you guys do. All you guys do as well.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking the time, guys. I can't believe that we actually got this next couple to get on the microphone. Well, I kind of can, because they got the energy for it. They got the personalities for it. Mm-hmm. And again, speaking of people from home, these folks... I know I said this before about Paradise and Mr. Dependable, but I'm gonna call them Mr. and Mrs. DMV. These folks, you can drop them anywhere. And this was definitely our first time traveling with them.
Yes.
We see them, they're part of the circle at home. They're part of like different friend groups, right? Mm-hmm. We got a ton of mutual friends. We kick it with them. Regularly, but not as regularly, right? Like we kick it with them every now and then, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen them in action with each other in the circle.
Yes.
We never really seen them in action outside of like our comfort zone of taboo like that, right?
No. We've heard about it.
We've heard about it. And it was something to behold. They are stellar.
Mm-hmm.
Stellar. To be around. I'm talking about electric. They are all over the place. They can carry a conversation with anybody. They can make anybody feel so good about themselves. They are funny. They are silly. They are charismatic and just good people, man. And Mr. DMV got my ass out of trouble, but I'm going to go into more detail about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he's just... I mean, both of them, man. Both of them are just, like, super cool, super sexy, super funny, and just, I say all that, but they're still really down to earth, very relatable. You know, I saw him get into a conversation about, like, work history and all that, but just carried it on, and him and the lady, they just connected on a whole nother level. It was magic to watch.
Yes.
So... y'all going to hear some of that electricity in the next couple seconds. I hope y'all enjoy it. These are our peoples, and we love these folks, man. So enjoy. I think, Trish, you said only like two words in that whole thing.
Because you covered it a lot. Oh. I mean, you covered a lot of it. And it wasn't like, I was like, there's nothing else for me to add to this. You did a really good job.
Oh, that was sweet. Thank you.
All right.
All right, folks, we're here with some close-ass friends of ours, man. We're bringing the inner circle with us. Listen, I can't express enough, like, how grateful we are to have people from home jump on the airplane with us to come and kick it at Casual Swinger Week 2024.
Yeah.
We are here with these beautiful, beautiful people. So, my friends, my close friends, how y'all feeling?
We're feeling good.
You feeling good, baby?
We're feeling good.
Yeah. Y'all know I had to put that mic close to her lips. You know what I'm saying? Make sure.
Oh, watch out. I told you what I wanted to do.
Yeah, watch out now.
Watch out there.
Are you off the clock yet? Are you still on the clock? What time is it? There was an episode. There was a moment where it almost got you in trouble. But
when friends didn't respect the boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you feeling?
We try to respect.
I'm feeling like I'm apologetic for not respecting some set boundaries.
But that's why y'all here, because y'all are close friends and y'all look out for us on a whole another level. And I could truly say that I appreciate that shit.
We're only here because you guys. Yeah, like, just so you understand, we are literally only here for you guys.
And that means
a lot to us. It really does.
With that in mind, have you enjoyed it? Have we delivered?
Have we delivered? No, dance your ass off, baby. No, no, no. He's over here dancing to the music.
We've had a great time. We had a great week.
Now he's bringing it to the Running
no
Man people.
Play. Man, we've had a great week. We didn't really. Yeah. We're reserving our own personal download.
Yeah, so we're gonna have our personal. Babe, how you feeling?
Yeah.
We're going to have our personal.
After all the Wusaw moment. We're having a great.
Because we still got another day, so it's there could be some all kind of debauchery happening.
That's right. That's
in the next,
right.
Like,
but we're not even here 36. For the debauchery. We're here for the whole experience, right? Debauchery is like part of it.
Debauchery is icing on the cake.
You see his face?
He's like debauchery.
I'm here for the debauchery. What about
I'm
you?
I'm not here for the debauchery.
You're not,
but I like the debauchery.
No,
I wouldn't be
too.
Opposed to debauchery.
Yeah.
But there's levels to debauchery. But we're taking in the whole totality of the experience of the week.
Yes.
How we're feeling. We're feeling good. We drank. We catamaran. We've met so many people. I never met a person from North Dakota until today.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
I met so many, like, the London people.
Oh,
No. So everybody's really fucking cool.
So friendly. Everyone's cool.
So I'm going to tell everybody.
Everyone's welcoming.
I'm going to tell everybody. So I'm going to tell you my story.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can cut me off. So, like. Last year,
yeah,
we heard the podcast.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
And so like we know you, right?
Yeah.
I heard the podcast.
Yeah,
so I'm like, Locke.
Uh huh.
What the fuck is the real story? Uh-huh. I heard the podcast. Let me hear the real story. Locke, uh-huh. Yeah. What the fuck is the real story?
Yeah,
right.
Y'all told me the real story.
Yep.
I listened to Casual Single shit. I'm like, cause I heard the Casual Single shit.
Yeah.
I heard y'all shit, and I'm like, what is the real story?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh huh.
And like for real, like off the no bullshit, like this is like. The community that they're building,
yeah,
it's something I can get down with, right?
I love,
I'm like,
yeah,
it's
I
real
love
cool.
That.
Like
the
like,
spirit of the whole community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I
do
like
we
cool
deliver.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
That's a risk, right? That's a risk. You're
it
like,
is.
You're telling your friends, like, hey, look, we went with this group. We know them.
Yeah.
You got to come. And you're like, all right.
Like, trust me. Yeah. And you guys trust
no,
us.
No, no, I fucking trusted the fuck out of y'all.
And
just
that's
so
what
you know,
saying.
Because
I believe,
so
I appreciate that.
We've traveled.
We came here
20
fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Never been back.
Wow.
We haven't found a group to go with.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's
a lot of
groups. We were
leery of all the groups, so we wanted to make sure it was the right group.
A trusted group,
that makes
group,
sense.
Right?
Yes.
We trust y'all.
That means a lot.
So, I'm like, it's a trusted group, and I'm like,
yeah.
Every group ain't for us.
That's true. Yeah.
Right? And so, it's like, it's the right group.
Yeah.
No,
so
that was
like,
cool.
So, let me ask, will it be another 20 years before you come back?
No.
All right. I love that.
Not at all.
He's dancing again. He's dancing again.
No, don't cut me off. I didn't curse. You see, I don't think I said motherfucker one time.
Up there. No, this has been awesome. It's been great actually spending more time with you guys, having y'all close, having y'all meet some of the people that we met last year, and seeing you guys in action. You guys are a fucking force to be
reckoned with. He said that,
and I love it. I'm here for your energy. And I'm here for your openness, your inclusiveness. And I knew you guys were inclusive. But we haven't, like, been on a vacation with you guys.
No, we have never been real. Right. We're not that far from each other.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, geographically, we're stone from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't really
hang
out in these
spaces. See y'all partying.
Right, right.
And meeting friends and making friends. It didn't give a fuck what anybody looked like, where their story, where they're from.
No, no, no.
You guys brought it all in. You brought the energy.
We're
you guys represent
people.
What that
we're
always cool to meet
was.
People.
Yeah.
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 So I can't thank y'all enough. Thank y'all so much for taking the time.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it. My people.
I appreciate you guys.
My people.
Yeah, thank you so
thank
much.
For including us in your casual week.
For sure.
Oh, no worries. Yes.
We had a good time.
Thank y'all.
Good time.
I think these are probably the best fake names that I've ever heard.
You've been talking about this since
these
you've
are good
actually.
Names. This next couple, man, they got some good names.
Mm-hmm.
So
you even shared it with your toddler.
You know what? I did. So I'm not even going to tell y'all what their names are. I'm going to let y'all hear them when the interview comes up. But I will say they were definitely a pleasure to meet. Again, you know, the whole pregame of the MeWe chat and getting to know everybody. These people were exactly the people that they portrayed themselves to be.
Yes.
From the chat to real life. And she is stunning, right? Like,
yeah, she's very pretty.
Just like classically beautiful because she reminds me of like a pinup girl.
You said that, yes,
and like
you did.
A mermaid.
You said that too.
Like,
I don't know.
She
what
looked
that
like
means.
She could be perched up on a rock with the water splashing at her back.
He has a whole scene.
With like a song.
Whole scene.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing, yeah.
Yes.
Do I have a scene in my head?
Yes.
Yeah, I sure do, goddamn. And it ain't no Disney shit. But no. And he got the salt and pepper thing working.
Mm-hmm.
He got the smile. He got an infectious laugh. That's what I love about him. He one of those quiet types, but will drop a joke in there and tear your ass up. Or if he don't drop the joke, if somebody else make him laugh, he's going to laugh. He's going to burst. He's going to laugh with his body.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to make me laugh.
Yes.
They just make you feel good.
Yeah, but see, they are a beautiful couple.
Yeah. And they're really nice people.
And they were nice. Yes, they were very, very nice.
And they're super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're offering to help us with certain things on like a vanilla level. And we really appreciate that. Just out of nowhere. Just because they can.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the type of people that they are. And she's super supportive of, like, other women and building people up and making people feel good. She did that in the chat. And I did a side chat and I showed you this, Tris. You know, of her supporting other people. I had to praise her for that. And, you know, that's just who she is.
Yes, yes.
That's just what she believes in, making mm-hmm. people feel good. So they are super nice, and I hope y'all enjoyed them as much as we did. Y'all would never believe who is out here tonight. You would never believe it, babe. Would they ever believe it?
No.
No, they would not. We are here with King Koopa and the sexy ass Princess Peach.
Peach.
And y'all wouldn't believe, like, King Koopa not so bad in person. He's not so bad. He's not so mean and scary.
Yes.
Minus the horns, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And Princess Peach, yeah, yeah, I'd storm that castle too, Mario. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
No, we are here live at the pool. Again, poolside, how you feeling? It's casual swinger week. The sun is setting on another beautiful day. So my people, I want to ask you two awesome characters, how you feeling?
We are feeling so good. This week was soul giving.
Yes.
It was soul giving and it was life breathing, and we are living it. We're here for it. It's been amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic. How about you, boss?
Oh, it's bittersweet.
It is bittersweet. How many days you got left?
We have four more days.
Four more days.
Oh, nice.
Four more days. But oh, my God.
All these sexy fuckers are going home.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
No,
tomorrow.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
We're so sad to miss y'all. We're going to miss y'all so much.
No, don't worry about it. I'm just going to hide in my closet. I'm going to let them clean all around it, and I'm going to pop out and just kick it with y'all for the next 4 days.
4 days.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yes, damn right I do. It's a lot of good ideas coming out of this pool, man. And how you guys feeling about the host, Mickey and Mallory, mm-hmm. the group? Is this your first time here?
This is our third time at Hedo.
Okay.
And it is our first time with Casual Swinger Week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
The whole group has just been amazing. Everyone has been so welcoming,
uh-huh.
so loving and comforting. Every activity, it has been a roller coaster of emotion and wonder and joy.
Yes.
And it really has just been the most amazing week.
I love that. What has been like your favorite theme night so far?
Ooh, I think tonight's probably going to be one of my favorites, but I really enjoyed the dance party on Sunday night, the Babes and Bunnies.
Oh, okay.
Give me a cage, I'm going to get in it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I missed that show.
Yes.
King Koopa, how did you, were you there? Were you in the cage?
I was not in the cage.
But you were watching.
I was most of the time.
See, that's my man, because that's what I do. I like to watch my wife get in trouble, too.
And a lot of glitter afterwards.
I may or may not have been getting in trouble at the same time.
Oh, oh yes. Well, there you go. It all worked out.
It was.
So, people, listen, y'all don't understand. Like, she is legit a princess, especially after what she was wearing last night. What was last night? That was casino night?
Casino night, yes.
Yeah, she was like, she's giving off showgirl, pinup girl vibes. And then she get the whole burlesque dance.
What was going through your mind there? That was an impromptu kind of thing, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was 100% improv last night. And, you know, when Winston came to me and just said, please, please perform, because I've performed here before.
Yeah.
And yes. I couldn't say no. And so I just, you know, sometimes Thank you God. Just got to let it go and mm-hmm. do it and let it rip. And I did. And I think I came up to everyone and I said, hey, if y'all want to get played with, y'all sit up front. And all y'all.
Where was my ass?
You were right up front, man. God damn right I was. And I went straight for you. Yeah. I made a beeline for you and I said let's do this, and honestly I didn't know how I was gonna feel 5 minutes, and then the music started ending and I was like, oh crap, I gotta take my bra off.
And who caught it?
You
Yours
did.
Truly, you goddamn right.
You
yes.
fought someone for that, didn't you?
I punched the guy right in his motherfucking mouth. No, I didn't. Me and that old lady had it in. No, that was an awesome performance.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
I
Thank
think you've
you.
Been
really
bouncing
good.
Around. You've been doing like a little bit of everything. And truly, I got to say, like you and I spoke on another level in the chat group before the trip.
Yes.
That your energy, your vibe, your welcomeness, I don't even know if that's a word, but like your spirit towards other people.
Yeah.
You praise other people. That means a lot. And that's a great addition to this group.
You know, at the end of the day, I think we all have the ability to be great humans.
Yes.
And in this lifestyle, the vulnerability and authenticity that we experience every day makes us all good people.
Yes.
And all we have to do is just give that to the universe, give
yes.
that energy to
yes.
someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the reasons why I did burlesque. It's an incredibly empowering feeling. And I love giving that feeling to other women, to other
mm-hmm.
men. And this is such a great environment to be able to do that. And I'm happy to be that person. I will be your cheerleader every day.
Yes. Oh,
that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
In a group like this, when you give, you get back. And it just feeds on itself.
It's
100%. Yes.
Yeah. 100%, man. You guys are rock stars. We are truly honored to have met you.
Absolutely. From the
fortunate.
Lobby.
Right.
Yes. To this point. It's just been.
We are so fortunate to have met you guys. We really appreciate you guys taking the time. From the lobby, like.
Yes, from the lobby until now, it's just been consistent.
Yes.
Like, throughout, like, the trip. It's just like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
oh,
the entire time, you guys have been consistently the same people.
Except after 12 p.m. or 12 a.m.
Ooh.
Oh,
your girl turns into a pumpkin. I'm sorry. What can I say?
Hey, look, I'm not a late player either.
Yeah.
I'm like.
But listen,
we
like
doing
when,
this or not,
right?
Like, stop. Would you see what time it is?
When you dance in a cage for 3 hours, you get tired.
Hell yeah, you do.
Yes.
I would imagine. I don't know.
I'm not.
But thank you guys for taking the time out of your vacation.
Oh,
we really
for
appreciate it.
No
we
worries.
Want to stay in touch. You
of
guys
course.
Are awesome people, man.
Awesome.
Thanks again.
Of course. Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your night.
Thank you.
So I lied. In this next interview, I said that they are last but not least. I kind of lied. No, they're not. But they are the penultimate couple. And you know what, Trish? That's all I'm going to give them.
That's it.
That's all I'm going to give them. I'm going to let y'all listen to this one. And
I will say this part.
No.
I'm not. I'm just
going to.
No,
okay.
I'm not.
Right.
You don't even know what I'm going to say. Are you my mind reader? Is that. I will say that my memory, it will always be burned in my memory the first time that you met them
mm-hmm.
because it was such a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, and I say this to them probably every time we see them because it's like, it's an actual memory when Locke first met them.
And we're going to leave it at that. And we're going to let y'all enjoy this couple. Let us know what you think. I'm speechless. Bye. So, wow. And here we are, people. I am honored. We are honored and privileged to have, last but not least, I can't even say it, the Paige and Penn, fresh out of retirement, came to shake their ass with us at Casual Swinger Week. If you don't know Paige and Penn, you missed out on some dope shit.
Yes.
Paige and Penn from Swinger Diaries. Say hello and let us know how you feeling.
Hello, Locke and Trish. Hello to all your sweet talkers out there.
We are feeling good.
We are near the answer. You can hear in our voices this awesome party. It just whips you, right? I mean, it's an awesome party, but you can only go for so long, and then your voice just like, I can't
being
party
a slut
anymore.
Is very hard.
Good thing you're so experienced at it.
I'm going to put my yoga pants on and my tennis shoes, and I'm going to go sleep on a plane.
Yes. Hell yeah. Yes.
So you definitely you retired from podcasting, but you didn't retire from the fun shit.
No.
Yeah. You retired from the work.
Yeah, that's true. We're just freeloading along on all your hard work now.
No.
Follow along and watch the show.
No, listen, we met you guys in Dallas at a PCAP event, and I was damn near in tears.
He was.
Like, I'm truly
like, oh, my
honored.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? He was like.
Yeah, my fucking heroes
He's
walked
like pointing.
In.
Yeah.
Well, you're so too sweet. You're too kind to us. This is, you know, we love, we still get out a lot. We're going to, we do lifestyle stuff. We go to events. We go to takeovers. We go to clubs. We still have a really great time with it.
Yes.
And, you know, we started our show, I don't know, what, almost almost 10 years ago, I think, is when the show finally really started. And so at that time when we started the show, we were relatively, we had had a couple years worth of experience in lifestyle. Okay. But we did the show for 6 years. And then when we retired in 2021, the last couple, 3 years have kind of been on the back end of that. So what we found is we have this kind of whole history of the lifestyle. We've kind of moved through your lifestyle career where you start as, oh my God, this is so amazing, so crazy, I've never seen anything like this. And then you move into like, hey, I'm getting this, I'm enjoying it, I'm having fun with sexy people, I'm really trying new things we haven't tried before.
Yes.
And then eventually you get to kind of where we are, where we feel like, you know, we've seen a lot, we've done a lot, and we can pick and choose and go to the places that are the best places.
Yes.
The best people.
Yes.
And that's really where we are. And that's why we're here this week.
That's
the
awesome
party. This is a great trip. I highly recommend coming with Casual Swingers.
That's so incredible. Yeah. So you guys hit the ground a little bit late. And what were you saying this week, Paige?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been having some kids stuff going on at home. So people are coming in hot. I was coming in holy.
We're on the mass. We had to go to Easter mass.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't miss Easter mass. So we came in and, you know, we had to get in the hot tub water and get some of the holiness off of us.
Yes. Wash it away.
A little burn, but it came out okay.
I love it. So you guys came in a little late. Did you have any trouble catching up to speed?
No, of course.
Hell no.
It's such a great group. Obviously, everyone's super inviting, very open. They'll invite you in, which is really what you want.
Yes.
To come to a group like this. And the fact is, Mickey and Mallory, who put this event on, they do things that are over and above what you're going to get.
Absolutely.
Other places. They put a lot of money into it. They put a lot of time into it. A lot of entertainment. I mean, you don't need it that much when you go to a great resort. Here's a super fun place, and there's so many good resorts out there. A lot of times, you just go and say, you know, let the...
Yeah.
There you go. See, everybody's loving you.
Yeah.
That's right.
You go to a cruise or whatever, and you let the cruise line or the resort put it on.
Yes.
But they take the best of what Hito does.
Yes.
And then they amp it up a little bit more.
100%. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. So it's awesome.
It's really a very fun thing.
Yeah.
Super
We've
fun.
Been having
great
a ton of fun.
It.
Yeah.
Catching up with old friends, making lots of new friends.
Yeah.
That's the mission,
that's
right?
That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your vacation. We really appreciate it. Y'all get, man, I don't have anything but great things to say about you guys.
We love you guys, and we love getting to spend time with you. So
same here. We love
absolutely.
You guys.
We love listening to your show, and we love hearing your how you feeling episode. segment. So
we're feeling tired, but we're feeling good.
Yes. Nice.
That's right.
Ready to party tonight.
Yeah.
We have more to come.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see you around.
Thank you guys so much.
Without these two people, there would be no Casual Swinger Week in hedonism.
That's facts.
These are facts. And we cannot state it enough that we are so grateful for Mickey and Mallory of Casual Swinger to have put together such an awesome trip with such awesome people and such a fantastic place.
I believe that to be true. You know, this always says, Mickey always says that there's magic in the saying.
Right.
Know? He always uses that.
He does.
That saying, there's magic in the saying. And I believe that to be true, right? You cultivate a certain people to get them together, right? Mm-hmm. And then from there, it becomes like an infectious. Like,
right.
You know, it becomes a thing. Like you just drop this seed in and those people attract other people, and then those people attract other people, and then you bring a group of those same right. people together,
right?
You know, and then you create this magic.
Yeah, it's like definition of, you know, never mind. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Tris. I mean, it's just, it was just perfectly cultivated. It's just like a great group of people. And I'd say that he's kind of selling it short by saying there's magic in the sand, because I think there's magic in the water. I think there's magic at the tables. I think there's magic in the rooms.
In the water.
In the water, baby. Yeah. You know, we got a friend that was baptized in the waters.
Okay. I got it.
But and it's seriously magic in the people.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a great, they put together a great, great time. But I know that he would say it's nothing without those people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what you're going to hear next is a bunch of passion and nothing less than love.
Yeah.
I really believe that they just put love into everything that they did, and you could just feel it.
Yep.
You could feel it in the parties. You could feel it in the cat crews, at the shows. And we're really appreciated. We really appreciate it, and we just hope that we did the trip some kind of justice. And yeah, so enjoy. These are the words of our fearless leaders, Mickey and Mallory. No better way to open up with the mics are hot with Mickey and Mallory, our host, than to have Mallory getting a nice dance.
I am. I'm getting a very nice booby rub on my back as we're talking right now. God bless Hito.
God bless Hito.
This is Hito.
So listen,
there's nowhere
folks,
like it.
2 years in a row, Locke and Trist of Living a Sweet Life have been blessed, fortunate, lucky, whatever, privileged enough to be here at Casual Swinger Week at Hedonism in Jamaica under the sun with these two beautiful people, a.k.a. otherwise known as Mickey and Mallory of Casual Swinger. Whoa.
Man, you know, that's more honor we deserve, man.
It's not enough. It's not enough. So, my beautiful host, as this sun is setting on another wonderful day.
It really is. Like, literally, right now.
Right. Yes. There's a sun over right
the Caribbean Ocean.
How you feeling?
Bro, I don't know that I can. I might have to let Mallory do the talking.
Because if you get me teared up again.
I know. So yeah, he says yesterday.
You ain't sure.
That's what he told me. He did. He's like this. You're the person that's just like, hey, look. Hey, they over there crying.
She
that
did.
Tracks.
Nah, man. This place. I mean, obviously, this place is a part of my soul. But without the people. You know, I talk a lot about the magic in the sand. I think last year when we talked about this, we talked about the magic in the sand. And there is no magic without them.
The people.
100%. The people put the magic in the sand.
They are.
But that magic creates connections. It creates memories. It takes these little tiny pieces of your heart and you trade them with all these other people. Mm-hmm. You pass them back and forth and you keep them.
Yeah.
I had somebody come up to me today and talk about puzzle pieces.
Oh, that was one of the best analogies I've ever heard, actually.
Yeah, and he said that his puzzle is more complete today than it's ever been in his entire life because of what we've added to his puzzle this week.
Yeah, I loved it. So he started with, we're born with no pieces, and as we tread through life, everyone you meet that has an impact on you gives you a piece of this puzzle that helps complete it. And the experiences here are like a piece, and the people you meet are a piece. And it helps complete yourself as a person.
Damn.
And it left me utterly speechless. Like, I have goosebumps now, and I'm not even cold.
Yeah. It was just tremendous. To answer a simple question like, how you feeling?
Yeah.
When your heart has been bursting for days. You know, our mantra in Casual Swinger is open the circle.
Yep.
And I bet you've heard it from 10 other people during this.
Yep.
I hope you have. Because I want them to take that home with them. I want them to take it home and remember that you've never made a friend with your back to them. Emotionally, verbally, physically, you can't turn your back on people and expect them to grow, change, improve, or become a part of your family or your life the way that you guys have in ours.
Yes, brother. And listen, people, if you are within the sound of my voice, know that everything that I got
is nothing to what this man has given. What these two people
Don't undersell yourself. I'm going to call you on your shit right now.
I mean, it doesn't compare. You guys don't fucking sleep.
No, we don't.
Thank you.
That's if I sound
true.
Tired, it's because I'm tired.
That's true.
I mean, my voice is shot.
Yeah, I'm coming home with more bags than I got here with.
That's crazy.
Most of them are on my face.
That's crazy. Oh.
Look, if you say you love somebody, you leave it all on the table.
And you have. And that's what I keep telling you, bro. Like, it's evident. It's a feeling that you get from you two walking by, the energy you give to people who not only are under your care with these necklaces that are part of the group, but it doesn't fucking matter. Like, any human that you walk by, you are sharing, you are guiding, you're helping. And I spoke to someone yesterday. You know, they thought it was salesy bullshit. Let's be 100, right? Salesy bullshit. They got here. And they know that it is not. They have been proven that it is real. It's genuine. And you guys did that, man.
Oh, man. It feels so good. Like, think about your regular day-to-day life. You're in the grocery store. You say hello or good morning to somebody. Yes. And they clutch their purse. They're like, why are you talking to
right.
me? Yeah. You don't get those daily affirmations and interactions in a positive light on a regular basis. And we get 7 or more days, God bless us, because we can do this.
Yes.
Yes.
And it fills our cup, and we're just all connected on some level one way or another.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's just a good morning and you get to receive that back. It feels so good, and I don't know where else on the planet we can get this, because in day-to-day life, even if we want it, the world's not always as receptive as it is here.
No.
Yeah.
This is a special place.
A lot of places, people try to avoid you as much as possible.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 But not here.
There's an overused word we use a lot lately. I hear it all the time. Like, everybody who wants to be cool these days talks about the vibe.
Yeah.
Yes. Right?
The vibe. Okay.
I'm vibing. Right. I'm vibing. Yeah. I'm talking about the vibe. I feel this vibe. But today, my buddy Party Mark showed up about an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
And if you come to Hito, you know Party Mark.
Yes.
You just do.
We know who he is.
That dude's a legend.
Uh-huh.
And I'm chasing him. I'm chasing him, but he's a legend.
Yeah.
And he comes over to me a minute ago, like right before we came over here. And he said, hey, 90 plus trips, which he's got more than me. And ain't many people got more trips than I do.
No.
He comes over to me and he says, in 90 plus trips, I have never stepped into this pool on a Friday afternoon to a better vibe than this.
100%.
90 plus trips, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen the family. I've never seen people in a good mood. I've never seen people being so nice to each other.
Yeah.
I've never seen people being open to each other. People that didn't know me were talking to me and going, hey, when did you get here? Do you know about Casual Swinger? We should tell you about Casual Swinger. I'm like, they're trying to sell this motherfucker Casual Swinger right now? He works for Topless Travel. You trying to get me beat up? Like, what the hell? Like, I mean, and of course, he and I are friends. So he came over and paid us that compliment, which means the world to me because he's a friend of mine.
Yes.
But what means more to me is the group of people that came together to help us do this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about you guys.
Let's talk about y'all.
Let's flip the script. Man. How are you feeling?
Oh, damn it.
How? I'm feeling like...
I wasn't expecting that. Curveball.
I got you.
You know, I felt like I have talked to so many people that I've never probably would have spoken to before just because I wanted to make sure that everybody was having a good time, you know. And like yesterday we were talking at the table. Like, I saw a couple in the pool and they were just like by themselves. I literally was like, I need to talk to you and figure out like what's going on. Mm-hmm. How can I help you? Do you need to like me to introduce you to somebody? Because I can do that.
Right.
You know, and it worked because then like later on that day we saw each other again and they was like, hi. And they really appreciated that. So I was like, all right, I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
I was like, check mark.
Yeah. That's part of sharing the love here, right?
Yeah.
And let's be real. And if we were back home in day-to-day life, we're exposed to a wide demographic of human beings that maybe we wouldn't get the opportunity to interact with and connect with on a very visceral level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every opportunity we get that, and it has nothing to do with sex. It's just human connection.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
absolutely
so good. And when someone extends that courtesy like you did with that couple, it feels so good.
Yeah.
And then they feel inspired to do the same.
The suit is same. Yeah.
And then it starts to prolificate.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's been a good trip. I mean, we've seen some people that we are friends with that we've met through other trips, and then
you know, you just end up mingling in the same circles. But we also met more people than we have before. And just and all the and other people that did not come with us as well. And so it's been, I think, a good experience.
And for me, I feel included. I feel seen. I feel appreciated. I feel heard. And I feel welcome. And not to say that I didn't feel that last year, but you got it's being behind the curtain with being a co-host and helping you guys out. You guys really, thank you. But you guys really, you guys listened to us. You guys heard it. You received feedback well. You guys gave direction incredibly well. And it's been an honor and a privilege to work with you, to be your friends, to be included in this family. It means a lot, man. It really does. The people who came here trusting us that this was a dope party, you're going to love it. You're going to like these people. They're going to take care of you.
Let me just say, you brought some amazing fucking
people. You guys did bring some fucking incredible people with you.
But it was easy because you guys already are incredible people, so we knew the incredible people would connect, you know? And it worked out, and you made everybody feel that, you know what I mean? So you guys didn't let us down. We hope to hell we didn't let y'all down. This has been an incredible experience, and I'm exhausted. I cannot imagine being you.
Welcome to this shit show.
That's right.
Just doing it, AKA casual swinger.
It's amazing. You thrive on the adrenaline. You thrive on the dopamine dump.
Yes.
It continuously feeds you. That's what drives us through the week.
You guys are rock stars, man. And I mean it. And we love you guys. And we really appreciate the opportunity to help you. And we will sing your praises until we can't speak anymore. And I'm almost there.
You heard me on Tuesday. I had nothing left.
Yeah, I don't know how you're here. I don't know how you're doing.
Say your praises.
Yes, you guys are awesome.
Some superhuman happens to me at Hito. Like, I just, I get it all back.
It's another level, man.
And I go to 11. It's the hats, I think. I think it's the hats.
Like
You're
always born for greatness. Yeah. Don't even underplay yourself.
All I can say to anybody listening to Sweet Life, and you know what? I hope everybody does, because you guys do something super cool. I love that you guys do your shit live.
Dude,
I love that you guys...
The fact that you guys do your show live, always marveled at that. Guts.
Well, I say a lot of ignorant shit, and I get to edit it out later. But, you know,
We would not thrive in that environment.
I probably wouldn't. I don't know
that
I could do it.
Because
I'd get canceled
because
of the dumb shit I say.
He would be in so much trouble all of the time.
And true to form, ladies and gentlemen, right behind us, there is a blowjob going down right in the hot tub.
In sex.
That's right. Is she sex? Is there sex?
Those aren't their husbands and wives. That's swapping.
I love her hand game. And like any girl that throws in the hand game with a blowjob, like I'm like, no.
That's another level.
That's solid work.
That is solid work.
Look, I do want to say, I want to thank every single person that came on this trip. If you're listening to this show right now, for being a part of our family, for giving us a chance, trusting us, for you guys trusting us.
Because
that was
there was a time when we didn't know each other that well.
Yes.
And you took us at our word. And not a lot of people will take you at your word these days because words aren't worth much.
Right.
Actions
are. But I hope we
actions.
Followed those words up with integrity.
100%.
Yes.
And I hope we gave you a little something to take home in your heart that maybe takes Sweet Life and makes it something more than it was before.
Yeah.
But not better than it was before, just something else.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, for sure.
Right, because I'll damn sure tell you, Casual Swinger's better for having y'all here.
Oh, you're awesome.
Honestly,
you made the Sweet Life a little bit sweeter, brother.
Yeah.
So thank you guys.
We're going to walk away from this, and I think gratefulness.
Yes.
A little bit of humility.
A lot of humility.
A lot of humility.
And
just appreciation.
One day I hope it becomes pride, but right now my heart won't do that. Just gratitude.
I can dig that.
Literally.
Respect.
Overflowing in the gratitude. Yes. We just want to make sure we earn it and deserve it every day.
Absolutely. And from us, you do. So.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, folks. That's it, man. Those are the poolside how you feelings from a bunch of awesome people. From this year's Casual Swinger Week 2024 Hedonism Jamaica. That was a lot. That was a lot of good stuff. We had some emotional moments. We had some laughter. We had some heartfelt
stuff, some great it was just good. I love doing those.
And also we have some things that were said that wasn't on the mics, like while we were sitting there, that we'll just share, like once we actually do the show live. But there are moments that happen during the How You Feelings that you just don't hear on the actual mics.
And I mean, we're going to do our recap also. You're going to hear that coming up real soon. But you know, I don't know. I think we're going to take a different kind of approach on it. It's going to be a fun episode. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a lot. We got a lot to share. We got a lot of thoughts, mostly thoughts and feelings that come out of this one. And we're just looking forward to talking about it and sharing it with our Sweet Talker community.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
We cannot wait. So we hope that you join us for that episode. We hope you enjoyed this one. And hit us up if you have any questions. And I think that's about it. We will talk to y'all next time.
All right. Bye. Again, we'd like to thank you for living a sweet life with us.
To everyone who couldn't join us live in the suite, check out our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Feel free to email us at livingthesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at The Sweet Life Podcast and on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at Living the Sweet Life Podcast so that you can be a sweet talker the next time.
So do you have anything else to say to our lovely guests?
Until next time, keep living the sweet life. Bye.